What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Right Minded Gains, Common Sense Approach to Health and Fitness. It is Friday morning. I don't even know what the fuck day it is. Friday morning, the 24th. I wasn't planning on making a podcast today, an episode today, but I'm literally watching something go down right now at the gym that's just kind of annoying me. So I just want to quickly talk about it just for a couple of minutes, really briefly. And I'll be on my way. And that is, when you come into the gym, you should come in with a purpose. You should come in with a reason behind coming in, not just like a vague reason for overall health, which is a good reason on its own, but I feel like it should be more than that. If you're going in and lifting weights and stuff like that, don't just go through the motions and leave, you know. Don't just move weight to move weight. Don't just go through the motion and not actually feel the muscle working. You know, take your time. Allow yourself to adapt into the weight and let your muscles perfect that weight. Don't, like, I'm literally, as I'm speaking to you right now, I'm watching more than one guy. They got one hand on the machine and one hand on their phone. How the fuck are you supposed to concentrate on your workout or on building muscle or on losing fat or on getting healthy if your eyes are on your goddamn phone while you're doing the movement? That doesn't make any sense. Let's put the phones down. You know, I use my phone in the gym for a couple of things. One is I video my workouts. And I do that, one, so I can see my progress and so I can watch my own form. I'm very, very strict when it comes to form. And if I feel my form isn't good, then I'm going to keep trying until it's perfect. And I'm going to keep working on it to get it perfect. That's why I like to bring my phone in. I video my stuff. And it's also for music or podcasts. I like to listen to things while I work out. But other than that, I'm not really on my phone, you know, like texting with people or on Instagram. Once in a while, I'll jump on if I want to find a specific workout that I'm trying to perform and I want to see how to do it. I might use it for that, but otherwise, my phone is pretty much in my bag. I'm not playing with it throughout. I'm not, you know, just getting myself all kinds of distracted. I'm focusing on what I'm doing. If I walked in with a goal to crush my legs, so I'm going to focus on crushing my legs. I'm not going to focus on my phone. I'm not going to have my phone in my hand while I'm performing the movement, completely not paying attention to what I'm doing, which is a great way to not only, you know, just not do the movement correctly. If you're not paying attention, you can hurt yourself, but you're also not truly getting the most out of it. If your mind isn't connected with you while you're performing these movements, regardless of what it is, then you're not getting the full benefit. The term mind-muscle connection is extremely real. I don't care if anyone says it isn't. They're full of shit, or maybe they just haven't achieved that yet, and they're not in a place to tell you whether it's real or not, but it is absolutely 1,000% real, and it takes a lot of time to get your mind truly connected to those muscles. So how do you expect to get that to get to that point if you're not paying attention to what you're doing? If you have your phone in your hand while you're doing the tricep press down with the other hand, looking at the phone, looking out the window, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Go into the gym with a purpose. Go in to work hard. You're not in there for, you know, 7 hours. It's not like you can't just not look at your phone for a few minutes. You're in there for an hour or two. So dedicate that hour or two to actually improving yourself. Forget about all the social media bullshit. Forget about everything. Focus. Put the focus where it needs to be. Allow your muscles to get the full benefit of what you're putting them through. Allow them to get full range of motion on all movements. Allow them to feel every bit of that range of motion. If you're just simply moving weight and not feeling it, then what the fuck is the point? If your muscles aren't actually working and you're simply just moving the stack around, using, you know, your fucking body momentum and not actually letting the tricep do the work, then what's the point of keeping and adding more weight? You know, keep going up another plate, another plate, another plate, and all you're doing is just getting more of a lower back workout than anything else while your other hand is on your phone. I mean, come on. Let's get serious, people. Let's take this seriously. This is a serious thing. It doesn't only apply to weight training. This applies to all fitness, all health, all subjects, to be honest. If you're going to commit to something, put focus into that commitment. Allow yourself to get obsessed with it. If you're not obsessed with it, then how are you ever going to perfect it? You need to take your time and really focus. Just concentrate on doing it right. Don't just worry about moving weight or that, you know, goal for next week. Focus on the long-term goals. Focus on taking time and going through the motions correctly. And when it comes to the weight training, let your muscles do the work. Concentrate. You know, when you're doing, let's say, a tricep press down, think about what you're doing in your mind. Okay, I'm pushing the weight down. My triceps are extending. Lock them out. Squeeze. Okay, and then we're going back up. We're going to stretch them. I mean, it might sound ridiculous, but it works. If you take that time to really get into your own head, you'll get so much more out of your workouts. You'll feel it almost immediately once you've achieved it. And I highly recommend people start focusing more and start paying more attention to what they're actually doing in the gym, not just going in and going through the motions and then leaving and then, you know, trying to justify a shitty post-workout meal because they just got a good sweat, because that's not how it works. You have to commit on all ends. You have to take the time, the focus. This is a lifestyle. This isn't a 5-minute thing. As I've said last week, this is not a 6-week sprint. This is a 90-year marathon. We want to live long and healthy and strong. Well, if you go for those quick goals and just trying to throw more weight around just because you're not actually paying attention and your diet is still a piece of shit, then we're not going to make it to that. So we got to start focusing harder. All right. Anyway, that's my rant for today. I'm done. Hopefully these guys will start paying more attention because it's fucking pissing me off. Later.